This is the second experience in Chapter 35, and its purpose is to flush out any remaining mind content that hasn't been listed on your paper after the first experience. So, in addition to the thoughts and beliefs that might be driving your feelings and fears, there could be a lot of other mental content floating around in your brain about whatever is going on in your challenging situation. And this experience will give us a chance to see what some of that stuff is. So again, you're going to want to have your journal or notebook nearby. And once again, in the way that you are so familiar with by now, invite your awareness to come to rest on your breathing. Let your eyes close and feel each breath coming in and going back out as you drop into your inner world. Briefly review the layers of overcoats you have already investigated. You have brought consciousness into the bodily sensations that are associated with the issue you're exploring, as well as the emotions and the fears and their underlying beliefs. Now you can invite any other mental content to be present in your awareness. It may include beliefs about the situation itself, concepts about what is possible or not possible, or theories about why it is the way it is. Whatever you notice going on in your mind about your situation, write it down. And we'll allow a little time for that right now. And if you'd like more time to allow the mind to dump out anything else it has going on about your situation, just press the pause button. And now, if you feel complete with what you've written down, if you feel that you've had given the mind an opportunity to release a lot of what it has been holding about your circumstances, take a look at what is on your piece of paper. Reread everything that you have written there. You may notice that as you read each of these statements, that there's a part of your mind that is wanting to believe what you've written down. Some of the ideas may seem very real and very true. But are they? Witness each idea you have written down through the eyes of the self. Ask the self to reveal the truth about each idea you have written. You may want to write down these new revelations as well. What often happens with beliefs and ideas and concepts is that the mind generates them and our human self decides that they're true. It doesn't question the thoughts that the mind generates. It just goes along with them. Oh, okay, if I've thought that, that must be the case. But nothing could be further from the truth. And so this part of chapter 35 is meant to give the mind an opportunity to empty itself out of all the mind content related to your situation. So you may want to press the pause button right now and give your mind more time to release whatever is there. This process of allowing plenty of time for every step of the process is crucial if the experiences are to do their work in your psyche. So don't hesitate to give yourself as much time as it seems each part of the process would like, or your results will be way less than satisfactory. So after you're pretty sure you've given yourself plenty of time and plenty of opportunities for the mind to empty itself of all content about your circumstance, turn everything over to the infinite intelligence that can reveal even more about these concepts and interpretations that a part of you has probably decided are real and true. Just invite that endless wisdom to pour into your mind and replace all illusions with truth. Releasing the hold that these mind ideas have had on your consciousness so that you can go free. And letting your awareness realize that what it thought was true, what it assumed was real, is all part of the illusion that it has bought into. Just continuing to invite infinite intelligence to pour in all the higher consciousness necessary to replace everything limited in the mind with its truth. And if you'd like more time for this, press the pause button. When the infusion of higher consciousness feels complete, ask yourself one simple question. How do those ideas look now? And then you can return to the book and read the reflection section at the end of this chapter.